There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, apparently if you're a billionaire, you can disappear. Jack Dorsey announced a Bitcoin legal defense fund, and we're green in the markets today. That's coming up on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. I have a couple of announcements this morning for you. The first one, like I said yesterday, Decrypt has a new podcast coming out. Next week's the first episode, starring Dan Roberts, editor-in-chief, Jeff John Roberts, executive editor, and their amazing guests. The link is in the show notes. The podcast is called GM, short for Good Morning. You know, that cool crypto slang that we're all hip with, right? Because we're the cool kids. The other one is, please, go to Spotify, open up your Spotify app on your smartphone, and on the top left corner of this podcast page, you will see a rating system. And I want you to click 5 stars and help us broadcast that this is the best damn news show for crypto out there. And now, let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
And I'm recording this at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are green across the board. Whew, this is beautiful. 2 days in a row. Can we go for three? I'm one of those people that manage my expectations very well. Actually, maybe a little too well. I really don't get excited about things. Even when I'm winning, I am not that excited. I really kind of keep it in check. So you can never tell if I'm actually excited or happy about something because I always go, I'm one of those people that always say, it's only a matter of time till something messes up and we're back to square one. But I'm excited about 2 days green. Let's go for three, but I'm keeping my expectations in check. Bitcoin is sitting at $43,528, up 4.4% in 24. Ethereum's at $3,360, up 7.5%. BNB is at $481, up 6.7%. Tether's in the number 4 spot, and Solana number 5 at $145, up almost 8%. Running off the top 10, we have USDC, Cardano, XRP, Luna, and Polkadot. Total market cap, we're at $2 trillion, a BTC dominance of 39.9 and an ETH dominance of 19.3. And now it's time for Coin of the Day. And our Coin of the Day today is number 186 on CoinMarketCap. It's VThor, which is interesting because yesterday we had Thor Chain. So this is VThor. The ticker is V. T-H-O, and I'm not too sure if that's actually how you pronounce it. It's VThor. It has a little lightning bolt, so I think that we're talking about Thor, and everybody's playing off, you know, the Thor, the god, the Marvel character, the whatever. Price is 0.056 cents. 0.0056 cents. It's up 8% in 24. Market cap is 250 million. Fully diluted market cap is 250 million. All of the VThor is in circulation. All-time high for this coin is 4.2 cents. It's down 86% since then. All-time low was 2 years ago. It's up 3,500% since then. You can buy it on Binance, Binance.us, Shitcoin Mecca, and Crypto.com. And by the way, I got a lot of advice because somebody said, hey, don't call Gate.io Shitcoin Mecca because it's unprofessional. And then I got a lot of emails that wrote in and said, no, keep calling it that. And I think that everybody who wants me to keep calling it that understands that they just list everything. And we also had Cryptopia, which was also the shitcoin mecca back in the day, that had every shitcoin on there as possible. And I don't know if they're good or bad projects. They might be great projects. Some of them were on there and then it came out to be great projects. So I don't know. I don't know what the projects on Gate.io are going to do. But for now, I'm going to continue with my nickname. So what does this coin do? VThor token is one of those two tokens employed by the VeChain Thor public blockchain. VeChain was initially launched in 2015, but went through a heavy rebranding process in 2018. While VeChain, or VET, is the native token for the platform. VTHOR token, or VTHO, plays an essential role at the overall functionality of the blockchain. VTHOR token is a VIP 180 standard token, which represents the cost of using the VChainThor blockchain. Its primary purpose is to facilitate processes and transactions on the blockchain, and it essentially represents the smart contract layer of the network. There you have it. That is VTHOR, VTHO, number 186 on CoinMarketCap.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Moving into today's headlines. The two brothers behind the crypto platform AfroCrypt, they haven't been seen in a while, after they allegedly made off with $3.6 billion in Bitcoin last summer. Well, because of the recent dips, it's only $2.9 billion now, but the victims are demanding criminal charges be made. Obviously. The location of the brothers is still unknown. At the beginning of the saga, some speculation suggests they fled to the United Kingdom. Sean Pierce of Coast to Coast Special Investigations said, "We are pushing for the brothers to be charged for fraud, theft, and possibly money laundering. And if they get convicted, it's 10 to 15 years for a first-time offense." And there's two questions I have from this, and I want you to email me, MatthewAaron@thecrypt.co. First, do you think 10 to 15 years, even if it's a first-time offense, but for stealing $3 billion, allegedly, is a proper punishment for the crime? I mean, and I'm not saying that stealing is bad, obviously, right? And the victims, they have to be hurt. You hurt a lot of people, so I'm not saying this in any kind of positive way. Please, just take this with a grain of salt. But I'm just saying, like, $3 billion, the upside of being a billionaire to the downside of getting 10 years in jail, it doesn't seem to match. So do you think that it's a punishment that is worthy of the crime? Email me, MatthewAaron@thecrypt.co. And the second one is how does people just make off with $3 billion and then just disappear? Look, if you're a billionaire, you're a billionaire. Like, you're not going to be living the modest life and, you know, just relaxing and retiring, because you didn't need to steal billions of dollars for that. You could have stole $10 million and you could have just had a modest life and lived the rest of your life absolutely fine. So if you have billions of dollars, you obviously want to live the billionaire lifestyle. So did they really disappear? It's not like you can't find them, because they're probably living pretty large, unless they are living modestly. What do you guys think? MatthewAaron@thecrypt.co. Do you think that people could just disappear with $1 billion? Jack Dorsey, CEO and founder of The Block, and also, obviously, the ex-CEO of Twitter, plans to create a Bitcoin Legal Defense Fund, a nonprofit initiative entity tasked with providing a legal defense for Bitcoin developers, which is currently the subject of a multi-front litigation. He said this: "The Bitcoin Legal Defense Fund is a nonprofit entity that aims to minimize the legal headaches that discourage software developers from actively developing Bitcoin and related projects such as the Lightning Network, Bitcoin privacy protocols, and the like." Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were treated as hedges against types of assets such as stocks. But post-COVID, the prices of crypto assets are increasingly mirroring equities as more people add risk assets to their portfolio. We discussed this a little bit yesterday. That could signal trouble ahead, say three officials with the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, the UN institution known for providing conditional loans to member countries. The IMF's economist said this in a blog: "The increased and sizable co-movement and spillovers between crypto and equity markets indicate the growing interconnectedness between the two asset classes that permits the transmission of shocks that can destabilize financial markets." What do you think? Again, MatthewAaron@thecrypt.co. Do you think that crypto being tied to the stock market or other equity markets, do you think it can destabilize markets? Do you think that it could lead to a financial downfall or a recession or depression? Let me know. MatthewAaron@thecrypt.co. In this same vein, Tom, a listener, wrote in yesterday because he wanted to correct what I was saying because I misspoke. And he wrote this: "On today's show, or yesterday's show, you were talking about correlation, and it sounded like you said that the correlation of minus one means that there's no correlation. However, a negative correlation actually means that when one thing goes up, the other thing goes down. For example, when FUD goes up, prices go down. So if two things have a correlation of minus 1, they are strongly correlated, just always going in the opposite directions. A correlation of 0 would imply no linear relationship. A positive correlation means two things tend to move up and down together, such as stocks and Bitcoin. Thank you, Tom, for pointing that out and correcting me, because you're 100% right. We were talking about the correlation with Bitcoin and stocks, but like you said yesterday, that Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies and the S&P 500 have a 0.6 correlation, which means they're moving together. And if they were a negative, you're right, they would move opposite of each other. They're still correlated, but they're opposite of each other. With a correlation of 0, there would be no linear relationship. And thank you, Tom, for making sure that we got our facts straight. Senator Cynthia Lemma has accused the Fed for unfairly shutting out Wyoming crypto banks. These crypto banks are crypto businesses that have received permission under the Wyoming law to become Special Purpose Depository Institutions, or SPDIs, SPDIs, a new type of financial entity that can transact in crypto while also performing traditional banking services. Jerome Power, the Fed's chair, defended the central bank's policy of denying accounts to Wyoming's upstart crypto banks on Thursday, citing their novel and hugely precedential nature. Lummis told Powell, "I'm terribly concerned about the manner of which Wyoming SPDIs are being treated by the Federal Reserve." The Fed chair said there are good arguments to include Wyoming banks, but Powell also defended the Fed's decision not to process Kraken's application. He said this, "If we start granting these, there'll be a couple hundred of them soon. They're hugely precedential, which is why we're taking time on this." Lummis responded, "Throw me a lifeline to support your nomination," as Jerome Powell is again up for nomination to be head of the Fed. In other Fed news, the Federal Reserve's much-anticipated crypto report is ready to go and will come out in the coming weeks, according to Fed Chair Jay Powell. The report is likely to focus on CBDCs, or central bank digital currencies, which Powell has said that the Fed has been looking into ever since China launched its digital yuan. But it also sounds that the report will also look at other crypto issues beyond just CBDCs. IDEX, they launched their V3 Liquidity DEX on Polygon. The V3 DEX combines the most popular elements of the automated market maker, the AMM, and traditional order books. Launched on December 1st, IDEX generated more than $200 million in trade volume without allowing one single failed transaction, which is big. You know how many times I got a failed transaction on like Uniswap? Ugh. Anyway, the early success positions the hybrid liquidity model as a truly viable competitor to the incumbent AMM and order book designs. XLR is rolling out its mainnet to bring universal full-scale interoperability to the entire blockchain ecosystem, starting by connecting Ethereum, Terra, Avalanche, and Moonbeam. The full public mainnet will be available to all ecosystem participants in February. XLR's network will connect the leading blockchain networks via one universal interoperability protocol to facilitate the transfer of assets and information between different networks. Developers will be able to build decentralized applications on XLR to unlock the full potential of multiple ecosystems, allowing them to scale their applications to reach a wider distribution. And finally, if you want to read this, I think it's actually pretty interesting, so you can see what happened in 2021 and the celebrities that came into owning Bored Ape Yacht Clubs, well, Mutant Apes and Bored Apes. I mean, these include Eminem, Jimmy Fallon, Steph Curry, Post Malone, and so many more. Anyway, it's a great roundup of all of the stars, all the celebrities, all of the rich people that own Bored Apes now, and they bought them for like six figures, like $200,000, $300,000. It's absolutely insane. Link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. I'll be back tomorrow. Same Matt time, same Matt channel. Until then, happy hodling, everyone.